What we'll be doing today is doing the essentials. Hearing the story from Scripture, singing some carols along the way. But if people But let's hear this story of Christmas.
Our first reading is from Luke 2, verses 1 to 4. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David.
Don't think we've got any takers, Nate, so that's all right. Can you put it back again, though? Pack it up, please. Okay, you're going to do it yourself. So you're going to bring out Mary and Joseph then? And the manger? Empty, of course. It's Christmas Day. And now we're going to sing our next carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above your deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in you tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human heart the pressings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angel their great glad tidings tell. Oh, come woo us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 5 to 7. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
He's here. So we light the Christ candle. Different ones giving me problems today. So now we are going to sing again. Away in a Manger. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from on high and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Reading from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, Therefore, see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
So what do we have to add now?
Shepherds, sheep.
Got any angels there, Tinit? It's getting crowded in there. Let's sing our next carol. While shepherds watch their flocks by night. Oh, it's got to be. Their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Good tidings of great joy I bring to you and humankind. To you in David's family is born of David's line. And this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find to human view is laid, meanly wrapped in swaddling clothes and in a manger laid. Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who the joyous death was song. Glory be to God on high, and to the earth peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to earth begin and never cease.
verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You can make it. Service is resumed.
We come.
And this John passage says how much God loves us. God loves us so much that God came down from heaven and earth. And literally the word for lived among us is camped. He came and pitched his among us. But that was done with purpose. And one of the things we as people do when we don't really understand something is we draw pictures. Pictures help us understand. And one of the oldest pictures for who Jesus is and what Jesus' birth means for us is that Jesus is the light of the world. Light can be used for a whole heap of things. Thanks, Jim. Great anticipation. Just light can be used to reveal the truth. If you're wanting to find that part in the engine and you go in without a torch, you're in deep trouble, aren't you? Light can be used to reveal the truth.
Or if you like a literary
reference, in Great Expectations, what's his name? Pip grows up totally thinking Miss Havisham's bedroom is the most lavish place on earth. And he's in it with all that she lived in darkness. And after she passed, they opened the window and light came in. And you could see that was all a veneer. Everything was moth-eaten and tarnished and old. Light reveals the truth, and in some ways Jesus came to reveal the truth that we need God's help, that we can be
so self-satisfied,
but we need God's help. Next slide. But also, the same life can be the truth. Not my favourite light in the world, I must add. My fear of dentists is almost legendary. But again,
can be used and light is used.
That Jesus didn't come to condemn us, The gospel says Jesus came so that we can turn back to God. And Jesus came so that we could be made whole. Every time we hear that word salvation or saved in Scripture, the word being used is wholeness of life. Jesus came so that we can know life. That's one from my past. Not actually the one, but light brings comfort, doesn't it? Light lets you know that you're not alone. We've had a few thunderstorms this week, but not the most eventful Christmas thunderstorm we had. We were at a playgroup, at a childcare centre's breakup party at Capella. It was a primary school breakup at Capella, 50 kilometres away from where we live in Claremont. And about two-thirds of the way through all the acts, on the audience and struck the transformer. So they ended up doing the rest of the acts by torchlight. They were real troopers, Capella State School. But we drove the whole way back, 50 kilometres, with just the lights of our car. And being near Christmas, there wasn't even trucks on the road. It was the most eerie thing. And we drove past farms where we knew people, and just no lights. And then suddenly we turned around the bend, and the creek that was the entrance to Claremont seemed to be the boundary of the power outage. And you saw light. And we knew we weren't alone. Some of us here today need to know you're not alone. Christ came so that we may know that God and God is us. We are not alone. And the last thing is, light can be used to show the way. Jesus, we believe in his life, which was not a spectacular or successful life by almost any human measure, but is a life that shows. He knew love. He obeyed God. He showed us the way. Showing us the way, became the way. Became the way in which, and John talks about this, is that same indwelling of Jesus entering the world is offered to us. That God offers to come and live in us. So that for those who need comfort, we can be comforted. For those who sometimes need the truth, we can be the ones who speak that in love rather than judgment. I pray that we'll be open to the Christ child coming and living within us. So that we will be individuals and a community that will reflect a light of the world, which, let's admit it, anyone who's seen a newspaper knows we really need it, don't we? So I pray that we can be the people that know just how much God loves us and can show the world just how much God loves them too. And I think I'm going to have a little celebration. I want to thank the Christmas Light team for something special that happened. The Christmas ones this year have been good, but has anyone noticed these? They're double-sided of children and some adults who've signed and said, we want to know the love of God. The desire is out there. The bag we had where we said, if you want to just write your name or write a little something to say, God, we're sorry, we want to be forgiven. that bag filled almost every night. Thank you to the Christmas Light team for that opportunity. And we pray for each of these people who has sought God, that they may find God. Amen.